Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Straightway Sons Call-In Show on this 12th of January 2015. It is the premiere show, for the 2015 season of Straightway Sons Basketball. The two-time defending champion, Straightway Sons. We welcome you to the Straightway Sons Call-In Show here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. The number to call in is area code 347-857-4015. Once again, that's 347-857-4015. This is Coach Walker, head coach of the Straightway Sons basketball team, here with you tonight, and we're so excited to get this show going. We're so excited about the 2014 season and this humongous task that is before us, trying to win the league championship for the third consecutive season. It's never been done twice, so we're trying to surpass that this season. And the Straightway Sons Call-In Show is brought to you by Hayes Pest Control. If you have any pest issues or problems, you can call Dame Hayes at 216-539-6079. Or you can reach him at DameHayes1, DameHayes, the number 1, at gmail.com. And he'll come out and handle those pest control needs. Tell him you heard about it on the Straightway Sons Call-In Show for a special discount. We got a lot that we want to get into tonight. We want to get some listener calls, and we're excited about the season. Let's give you a couple of dates for the upcoming season, all right? Here's how it's going to go down. On Saturday, January 24th at 12 p.m. at Lutheran East High School, that's going to be the season kickoff pep rally. All the teams are going to be in the place at Lutheran East High School, and it's going to be the pep rally to kick off the season, getting everybody excited for the season. So certainly come out and be a part of that. And the season is going to begin on January 31st, 2015. Schedule has not been released yet. We'll have the schedule somewhere around the 17th of this month, this coming Saturday. And we're going to post the schedule, and you're going to know who we're going to be playing and at what time. Right now, I don't even know. But I'm ready to get this season started. The team has been working hard the entire offseason, especially through the fall and winter, and getting ready for this new season. And we're anxious. They're anxious to get on the court and play some basketball. Games will be held at Lutheran East High School, which is directly across the street from Severance Town Center. For those of you that are familiar with the Cleveland Heights area, you know where that is at. So we want to make sure to see your face in the place for that. The season is going to kick off with a pep rally the 18th, and then on the 24th, and then on the 31st will be the first game. 2015 season will open on that day. So we will see you in the place. Tonight we're going to have special guests. We're going to have some of the players. We're waiting for the general manager to call in. So we're going to go right to the lines and get this show started, 2015, and we will be right back right after this brief commercial break.
When I pay with Chase Freedom, I get cash back in my pocket.
Cha-ching! With Chase Freedom, you can get 5% cash back on up to $1,500 sent in new bonus categories each quarter, and you'll automatically get a full 1% cash back on all other purchases.
Groceries, cha-ching! Phone bill, cha-ching! Jet season tickets, oh, cha-ching!
Don't get your change. Get your cash back. Visit Chase.com/freedom. Chase Freedom credit cards are issued by Chase Bank USA N.A. and are subject to credit approval. Activate to get your 5% cash back each quarter. Copyright 2011, JPMorgan Chase & Company.
All right, we are right back in the Great Gun Show, Harlem Show. Right back here, Great Gun Show, Harlem Show. You're on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And we're going to bring in right now none other than Suns point guard, Darnay Martin. Darnay, are you there tonight?
Hello.
Yeah, great to have you in the Suns calling show tonight. All right. The 2015 season is just around the corner. It's just a couple of weeks away. Man, oh man. Are you excited for the upcoming season?
I'm excited a little bit. I'm ready for it to be here.
So, how was the summer in getting ready for this? Well, wait, let's go back a little bit. First of all, we haven't spoken on this show since championship game, which is way back in April. How did it feel to win that second championship?
I was had the game to play in, we lost to them in the regular season, so we played them back in the championship because, you had to get, it was a must win. So we played them again. We beat them. It was great, you know. It was a great feeling to beat the team that you lost to, the only team that had your defeat of the 2014 season.
All right. And what type of work have you put in this offseason and getting ready for this particular season?
Just mainly putting on more weight for the season, trying to be more of a leader than I was last year. Be more vocal to the team. That's really mainly it, honestly.
Yeah, the expectations are for you to even be a better leader than you were last season. And I guess my question to you is, what are you doing this season to help bring the young guys along?
Just being hard on them, make sure I go hard every practice, showing them what is at stake right now. And after this year is over, that's going to be their time to shine. So if they win the play, then they got to go hard every day at practice. No matter if they're sick or not, injury, you always got to go hard out there on the court.
Right. Now, you guys have a huge challenge that you're undertaking this season, trying to do something that hasn't ever been done in the league. First of all, no team has won consecutive championships back-to-back. And now you're trying to surpass that in winning three consecutive. Talk about that challenge. How big of a challenge is it going to be?
I think the biggest challenge is making everybody know that just because we won it twice doesn't mean we're supposed to win that game. And that can sometimes, mess with everybody's game. They think they get big-headed, so we just got to keep everybody to the same level that we can be beaten, but it's up to us, to go out hard and play like we're the champions still, which we are.
Right. It's definitely going to be a huge challenge and undertaking to do this again. So, looking as we're moving forward and getting closer to the pep rally, What's the mood of the team right now?
I was everybody's like really, really excited for the season to start. You know, it was a lot of competition that goes on during practice, you know, going back and forth between everybody, wanting to play a lot. So it's a lot of competition. So everybody's really, really excited for the season to start. And when it does start, we're going to be ready for it. I'd say that.
All right. And what areas have you improved in your own game to help this team?
I would say to the point where shooting better and dribbling better, like making me strong, free my team up more. You know, last year I was averaging at least 8 assists a game. I figure by the time we have this year, I can even get 10 assists a game. So I'm trying to like really learn how to pass the ball more and make sure everybody gets a shot up in the game, make everybody feel more comfortable on the court.
Okay, okay. Now, I guess my next question would be, there's a lot of new faces this year, as it is pretty much every year with the Suns. You have some veterans coming back, but you have a lot of new faces. How are the new players looking in? How are they fitting in your opinion?
As you said, they are young players, so they're still learning the system that we go through. You know, we're very defensive team. That's what we like. That's where we focus on the most. You know, we get most of our points off of our defense, off the field. So they're just learning how to play with us. And at the same time, we still have to treat them like they're rookies. You know, we're veterans. So we're working for the team. But they're coming along great, though. So I feel like as of next year, they'll be great for the team. I see a couple of captains that's going to already form for next year's team.
Okay. All right. Well, Darnay, we certainly thank you for your time tonight. We got a full board of call-ins tonight, so we don't want to hold you too long. But, we're going to hear from you throughout the season. So we thank you for calling in tonight to the Straightway Suns call-in show and look forward to you having a great season. So we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. That was Suns point guard Darnay Martin on the Straightway Suns call-in show here on Blog Talk Radio Network. And we're going to keep it moving right along tonight as I'm going to bring in now on the Straightway Suns call-in show sponsored by Hayes Pest Control. Once again, make sure you call Dame Hayes for all your pest control needs. Tell him you heard it on the Straightway Suns call-in show, and you'll get a special discount. He takes care of all those issues, all those problems, anything you can think of, possums, squirrels, bats, all those things, and even insects. He takes care of all of those things as well. 216-539-6079, Hayes Pest Control. We're going to bring in now on the Straightway Suns call-in show, Reginald Barfield, if he's there.
Yes, I am. How are you doing today?
All right, I'm doing well. How are you doing tonight?
I'm feeling pretty well.
All right, that's great to hear. Welcome to the Straightway Suns call-in show. Guest tonight, Reginald Barfield, calling in on the Hayes Pest Control call-in line. So, tell us, you know, we're going to talk to you, we're going to chat for a few moments. Right after we talk to you, we're going to assistant coach Jason Scott, and we got general manager Dame Hayes on the line. We're going to try to get everybody in as quick as we can tonight on the Suns call-in show. So, Reginald, oh, man, you had a good practice last Saturday. Talk a little bit about that. What was the change? What was the difference?
The difference is that I went through some tragedy. I lost somebody that was very close to me. And in my mind, I always thought I would never lose somebody as close as he was to me. So what made me go and practice is it made me relive him. It made me want to do better in life and humble even more than what I usually humble. Basically, while I've been giving 100%, I'm going to try to give 130%. I'm going to try to give him my all, give him my best for him.
All right. That's great to hear, man. That was great to hear. Definitely a positive thing to use that as motivation to do better and to achieve more. And I definitely began to see that this Saturday. That was great. That was encouraging to see. So talk about what it means in your own words to be a part of this team.
Man, it's a wonderful thing. It's great to be part of this organization. And the thing was, y'all could have chose any player, but I was happy to be one of the players. And it showed that this is a family now to me. This is my second family. This is some family I could go to at any time, tell my problems to, relate to them. And we all got one thing in common, just winning in life. In basketball, sport that you do, any academic field that you want to proceed in life. Basically, this is a family where we can all come together as one and say we are a family.
Wow, that's powerful. That's really powerful. And that goes beyond X's and O's. That goes beyond the basketball court. We're able to move past the sport itself, but actually become a family and really encourage and help one another through life's ups and downs, through life's challenges, and everybody is getting better and growing together. That's the real concept of team. And I'm really glad to hear you say that tonight. Now, the season is coming really quick. We're going to be playing soon. January 31st is going to be the first game. In your opinion, how is the team coming together, and do you think that we're going to have a chance to repeat as champions?
We're most definitely going to have a chance to repeat a third title, because all of us have a different attribute we can bring to the team. All of us have something that can help the team, whether it's one of us has better defense, one of us has offense. So basically, once we put all of that together into one, we'll be one of the most powerful teams to step on that court. And we will get that W this season, and we will get that championship this season, the third time in a row.
Okay. Now, I understand that you're wearing a special number this season. Tell the listeners what that number is and the significance of that number.
Originally, I wanted number 24. After somebody that's close to me died, his name was Tavion Bogan. He was killed in Maple Heights, one gunshot to the head. And he died at 18, so I changed my number to 18 because I just wanted to relive my brother through me. I want him to look down from heaven. I want him to see me on the court. I want him to see me. I want him to be able to say out there, it's like, that's my little brother, Reggie. I'm going to live through hell.
Wow, what an honor, what a tribute to do something like that. That number definitely holds significance with the Straightway Sons. And, you know, we're excited about changes that you're making and improvements that you're making. And that's awesome. You stay with it. You stick with it. You let the things that are taught on the basketball court, all those disciplines, carry you through the rest of your life. They're just not good for basketball, but for whatever it is that you do in life, okay? You make sure you do that, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. We want to thank you for calling in to the Straightway Sons call-in show tonight. We're going to be talking to
thank you.
So this definitely won't be the last time. And you did really good for it being your first time, too.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks for calling in tonight. We'll see you we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right. That was Reginald Barfield, Suns forward, calling on the Straightway Suns call-in show, sponsored by Dane Hayes Pest Control, 216-539-6079. Call him for all your pest control needs. He'll get rid of crawling things, running things, flying things, creeping things, all those things that you want out of your house. He is the man for the job. Tell him you heard about it on the call-in show, and he'll give you a special discount. He'll get rid of all those little critters that you don't want in your house. So we're going to go next to assistant coach Jason Scott, hoping he's still there on the Straightway Suns call-in show. Are you there, Coach?
I'm here.
All right, all right. He hailed. He was on hold for a minute, too. We have with us assistant coach Jason Scott here on the Straightway Sons Calling Show on Blog Talk Radio. And we have Dame Hayes standing by. He'll be next. In fact, we might just bring both together. I think we're going to do that. Do I have that authority? I can do that? Okay. We're going to bring him in, too. General Manager Dame Hayes. Let's see if we can get him in. Dame, are you there?
Hey. I'm here.
Okay.
How you feeling? Cold.
Oh man, it's not bad out there. It's not bad out there.
The roads are slippery.
Crank that heat up.
You get a little rain. You get a little rain. You get a little snow. People act like they can't drive or something. It's not that difficult. But Dave, let me go to you right quick. You know, one of the main sponsors of the show. Dame Hayes, Pest Control. I want to give you a few minutes to talk about that and tell the listeners about Pest Control and what you can do for them.
Well, if you have any pests, which is something that's very aggravating or a nuisance to you, you know, I will come and handle that problem from rats, ants, roaches, bed bugs, hair lice, all of that.
Do you have a special discount for the listener?
Yes, if they call in and say that they heard their promotion on this radio show, I would give them a discount. We talk about that when they call.
Okay. How can they get in contact with you?
My office number, cell phone number are the same, 216-539-6079.
You do that. Do you tackle those? All right. Now, Coach, you still there, Coach?
I'm here. What's up?
All right. Now, let's talk about your experiences this season in getting the team ready for this 2015 season. What has it been like? What are your thoughts going into this season?
Well, it has been it's a new feeling. You know, because coming in a couple years ago, coming in as a player, I didn't know what to expect. So as a couple years later on, man, I see the new players coming in and realizing that was me. You know, I can see that the players got potential. You know, I'm ready for the season to start. But, you know, I was listening earlier. I was seeing I believe it was Darnay. He was saying how the players don't seem like they're excited or ready for the season to start. That's how it was. I just know once that pep rally comes, the team goes ready to pop.
I agree. This challenge of trying to win a third consecutive championship, in your opinion, what do you think it's going to take to be able to achieve that?
Oh, much of hard work, dedication, and trusting the teammates and the coaching staff.
All right. So, how do you feel the new guys are coming along?
Well, it was a difficult process at first, but now, you know, I feel like it's slowly coming together. We were spending more time together, getting more respect, you know, coming around.
Okay. Dame, are you still there? General Manager Dame Hayes? You're one of the people that's chiefly responsible of putting together this roster of players. How are you feeling about the team at this point?
Oh, I'm feeling excited because, you know, I know what they can offer. I'm just waiting for the season to start so I can see them get to work.
All right. All right. Well, we are I'm going to have both you guys back because we are definitely up against it. The show is from 6:30 to 7:30 here on Blog Talk Radio Network. But I want to take this quick opportunity as we close out tonight, and the show is going to be every Monday, 6:30 to 7 on here on Blog Talk Radio. Let's just shift gears for 1 second. There's a big game tonight, and I didn't want to neglect that. There's a championship, college football playoff championship tonight between Ohio State and Oregon. Real quickly, Jason, a Bucks or Ducks?
Bucks, all the way.
Dame Hayes, Bucks or Ducks?
You know I'm going with the Bucks. You know, Glenville's in the house tonight, so, you know, I'm happy to see that I'm representing.
All right, same here. We're going to close out tonight with a special tribute to Ohio State, the Ohio State fight song. So we'll see you next Monday night here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, Straight Wake Suns Calling Show. Go Buckeyes!